My friends have been urging me to watch this show on HBO Max, and I really haven't. It didn't sound interesting to me at all, so I ignored it. I think it's already been around for a little while. Like, I think it aired like a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or whatever. I wasn't interested. It wasn't really, I don't think I'm the audience for it. But then friends of mine were like, listen, you should watch this because it's Jean Smart and she's playing Joan Rivers. Now, even though the show is called Hacks and she plays this character, Deborah Vance, who's this well-known comedian, they don't say anywhere in it that she's supposed to be Joan Rivers. They don't mention that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and in the interviews I've seen, I haven't really heard anybody say, well, yeah, it's loosely based on Joan's life. It seems like they've kind of been denying it. But as somebody who produced Joan Rivers' radio show for 2 years and spent 2 years in the Joan Rivers world, and I mean, it's not like when you work with Joan Rivers, it's not like that's just your job and then the rest of your life is your life. Your whole life is Joan Rivers. I'd wake up in the morning. We would have, I'm not even joking. I wake up in the morning. I'd have to wake up earlier, put a bunch of stories together. Then I would call her. We'd have a morning meeting and discuss guests we were going to get, stories we wanted to maybe get to. Then she would say, let's do this story, get this guest. Her assistant, Jocelyn, would have the information for me if it was somebody she knew, you know, book this person, book that person. And she was really involved with the show. Like, let's plan the show. So then the day would happen and I would hear from her over the course of the day, change this, change that. I don't want this guest. Why were you calling this person? You gave me her number. And it was like, she's a creative person, but so am I. You know, and I'm in radio. She's in comedy. We know we have two different strengths. When I look back at my 2 years working with Joan Rivers, I had to keep reminding her that I didn't work for her. I worked for the radio station. Mm. I wasn't her employee. I was an employee of the broadcasting company. And that there are certain things I will do for her and certain things I will not do for her.
Mm-hmm.
But then every day, what we would do is I would go downstairs. I would meet her limo. We would walk into this one store. We would get tea. She'd buy me a tea. We'd get her a tea. We'd get some Earl Grey tea. She'd get a bunch of M&Ms. And then on the way up, everybody she passed, she would say, put out your hand. And she would pour M&Ms into their hand. That was her way of like, that was her introduction to them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it was really smart because she didn't want them being like, oh my God, are you Joan Rivers? Oh my God, I saw you in Vegas. Or she didn't want to deal with that. So she would diffuse it by the minute she would see people. Give me your hand. I have M&Ms. So it would distract them from whatever they were going to say. And then she would keep walking. It was really, really clever. It was a really good way to get through the lobby and the hallway and then up to the studio. But I went down every single day to walk her in for that reason. So we had a very close relationship in that way. But like I said, we were co-workers, but we were also in a lot of ways like mother and daughter. I know that I reminded her of Melissa. Melissa and I got very close. Melissa was very involved with the show. She'd come up with ideas. She would call me on her own and be like, you guys should do a show where X, Y, and Z. And
Melissa,
or
I met this daughter.
Melissa Rivers, the daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met this person. I think you'll love her. I mean, she was wonderful and really great. Melissa and I were very close. She named her son Cooper because
mm-hmm.
she loved my name. When I won my first Gracie Award, it was in L.A. Melissa flew there from New York to present me with my Gracie Award.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's the salt of the earth. I mean, I love Melissa Rivers like a sister, really, very much so. So when I'm watching this show, Hacks, and they could tell me it's not Joan Rivers, but in every way, shape, or form, it was. The character was a stand-up comedian in Las Vegas at the time, had a QVC line of stuff, I think clothing on the TV show. But as you know, Joan Rivers had her jewelry line on QVC. They even had her performance background with the little lights and the little dots. They had that. And they had her have one daughter. But they made the daughter this like edgy drug addict who couldn't get her life together. And they really portrayed her terribly. And I was very upset by that because you can tell me it's not Joan and Melissa, but you're giving me Joan and Melissa.
Mm.
So if you're doing that, do not portray Melissa Rivers like some drug addict loser, because she's the opposite of that. You know, she's the nicest person. She's not a drug addict. She's a good human being. She's a caring person. She's all the good qualities in Joan is what Melissa was. And people that knew her really well had only the nicest thing to say about her. So first of all, I didn't like that portrayal. But then, so it's about this writer, this young writer that is sent to go work with Deborah Vance, the Joan Rivers character. Mm-hmm. And they have this complicated relationship. It's a young girl. I mean, at the time I was working with Joan, I was 22, 23, you know, and the girl in this is 25. And she has this same complicated relationship with the Jean Smart character, where they love each other, but they fight. They have something creative going on together. And I have to say, like, watching it was tough. I was triggered. I mean, that's the only word I can think of to describe. You know, it really took me back to the great moments and also the really shitty ones, the ones where Joan and I were not getting along, and then the ones where Joan and I were like family. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good series. Jean Smart is so talented. I mean, she's really good.
Is it just one episode or is it a whole season?
Oh, it's a whole series. I think this.
Oh, okay.
It just kept going and going. I think it was 10 episodes, but it felt like 20. It just kept going. It was like every time I thought that was a good ending, it would come back on again with like another. I was like, oh, they're not done yet.